Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. David Anderson talking price discovery in just a moment. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges. The 2020 Virtual Cattle Raisers Convention underway online. This to replace the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention of this past March that was canceled. Dr. David Anderson, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Texas A&M, one of those speaking on day one, and he was talking price discovery.
How does a buyer and seller agree on the terms, and how do they do that? Improving price discovery, I think we would all think of, that's a worthwhile goal. One of the things that's clear in price discovery, though, is I think it's also fair to point out that if we improve discovery, we might not get higher prices if that fundamental supply and demand don't support a higher price. Improving price discovery, improving that transaction that then gets us to the price in the marketplace, there are some supply demand fundamentals in the market. If we can improve discovery, we still might not get better prices if there's a lot of supplies. And so if we think about those, it's pretty clear to see that discovery and determination are different things, but they're very related.
So Dr. Anderson, telling the Cattle Raisers Convention, you've got to have transactions to come up with price discovery.
The idea of how much is enough, how much cattle do we need to have traded to provide adequate price discovery is a pretty tough question. Obviously, we know zero is not enough traded in a negotiated cash market for price discovery. So we got to have more than zero. But the research would suggest really that it may not take many transactions to get good price discovery. Relatively few trades can be enough to make that happen, particularly if the cattle that are traded in that negotiated format are the same, of the same qualities, that those are representative of the cattle that are traded through other transactions. I think there's some more issues that are important. Most of us focus on volume. Volume's not the only issue in price discovery. We also have seasonal and cyclical cattle supplies. We know within the year and over broader years that volumes that might be traded in different ways do change simply because of the supply and demand needs of buyers and sellers. The quality of cattle traded in a negotiated format versus other traded cattle, I think, is an important area to monitor, because you in discovery, we want to make sure those cattle that are traded in a negotiated format are essentially the same as the rest of the cattle. So we're really comparing apples and apples and not apples and oranges.
Dr. Anderson says there's so many factors involved with the whole concept of improving price discovery. Transparency, the ability to balance the number of cattle with packer capacity and feedlot capacity. All these things go into the equation of adequate price discovery.
Which really leads us to, so how do you fix this? We know we need more price discovery, that we have concerns in that area. We certainly know there's a public good issue if price discovery happens all in one market and everybody else just free rides on that information. There are various proposed legislative fixes. As an economist, I tend to gravitate more towards can we create a market solution? Can we create some things where the incentive is there to give us more price discovery rather than a hard and fast number or a hard and fast rule? And the fear is that through that, we stifle so much innovation we've had in terms of pricing and rewarding quality and rewarding characteristics of the animals that we produce and the beef we sell to consumers. And so,
Dr. David Anderson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.